Steve Kahn is a mathematician and professor at Wayne State University, and he says there are atrocities being committed in math classrooms everywhere.
We see how people are being taught. We see the math that's going on, and it's insane.
Take fractions. Kahn says fractions give most kids and some adults the heebie-jeebies, and he says you don't have to look any farther than the definition of a fraction to figure out why. The standard definition most teachers give, Kahn says, is that a fraction is a part of a whole.
Okay, but if you think about it, what the hell is that? Part of a whole? Okay, let's think about it. My hand is part of the whole arm. My arm is part of the whole body. The top of this table is part of the whole table. The floor is part of the whole
room. You get the idea. So Kahn says it's no wonder kids struggle with fractions.
Because they're thinking, well, let's see, how do I add a hand to the top of this table?
Kahn says kids would be a whole lot less stumped if they got the definition he gave his own son when he started asking about fractions.
I said, well, they're just numbers, little guy. It's just numbers. You know, like, remember how you learned like 100 and 1,000 and you were so excited when you learned 1,000,000? Like those big giant numbers, you got so excited, the bigger and bigger, you know, the more exciting. I said, these are little guys. These are just little numbers.
And Kahn says it's the same with things like arithmetic. Thick textbooks introduce addition 10 different ways. How to add fractions, how to add decimals, how to add polynomials, how to add complex numbers. But in Kahn's curriculum that he's developed for middle school students, everything students need to know about addition is in these two lines.
The main principle of addition is that the only things you can ever add are the same things. And when you add the same things, you get the same things. And that's it. If you want to add dogs to dogs, fine. That's it. 2 dogs plus 3 dogs is 5 dogs. If you want to add dogs to cats, no. 2 dogs plus 3 cats is 2 dogs plus 3 cats.
And Kahn's ideas don't just exist on paper or in his hyperbolic proclamations. They've also been tested in the real world on real kids.
I got 13.
Steve Kahn's laboratory is University Preparatory Academy in Detroit. For the past 4 years, the charter school has partnered with Wayne State to run its middle school math program. Monica McLeod heads the program. She says her sixth grade students come to school with second and third grade math skills. So they start there with adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing whole numbers.
And it just builds real nicely step by step, and the students start to see the power in the language of mathematics. They see themselves as mathematicians. It's a discipline that they understand, they don't see as foreign, they're not scared of it anymore.
Excellent. And then what about the third letter of the Greek alphabet, everybody?
Gamma.
Okay, kids.
Every week, mathematician Len Boehm visits classrooms at UPA to introduce students to math that's way beyond arithmetic.
Times, very good. And who's got the second abstract power form that would go with that? Keith.
Alpha to the power of gamma.
Alpha the power
Boehm
gamma.
Uses the Socratic method to get kids like thinking and interested in high-level math ideas. There aren't any wrong answers. Students are encouraged to help each other through tough spots. They give hand signals to indicate encouragement or agreement or disagreement. Boehm says the immediate objective is to get students engaged in serious mathematical discussions and to have fun with math.
In the long-term goal is that when it's all over, they'll walk away with the knowledge that, hey, you know, I'm an able thinker. I can do this stuff. I can actually do high-powered conceptual mathematics.
But the road to high-level mathematics is paved with homework assignments, and the math department at UPA takes their homework very seriously. Steve Kahn recalls one student who scored 90s all the way through his course and 100 on the final exam.
And we flunked him because he was missing too many homeworks.
Parents are called every time a student misses a homework assignment, and no one is allowed into any math class late. Kahn says high standards and high expectations, backed up with repercussions for not meeting them, are cornerstones of the program. That created some friction at UPA. Kahn says parents and teachers didn't always appreciate it when students were refused entry to math class because they were late. Students might have been working on a project for another class, or they might have come to school late because of bad weather. But Kahn says the rules are important.
And I think they're more important when you realize that that's probably the most important thing that's lacking in many inner city schools. Not much is expected of our kids. in inner cities.
In the most recent class of kids who took 3 years of math at UPA, a little more than 80% of them entered the ninth grade ready for algebra, and two-thirds of them entered high school with at least a semester of algebra already under their belts. Tayana Cleary is an eighth grader at UPA. She says she was one of the kids who struggled with math.
Oh, I was real bad at math when I was in elementary school until I came here, and I used to hate math, but when I got here, I started to like it. It started to be my best subject.
But when it comes to the state standardized test, UPA's scores are still below state averages. That could be because Khan's team jettisoned instruction of the geometry and statistics topics that appear on the test.
We've made choices, and the core of mathematics is arithmetic and algebra. I mean, that's the road down the middle.
But UPA founder Doug Ross says the school has to live in the real world, where the state requires students to know some statistics and geometry before high school. Next year, the Wayne State Math Program won't be running at UPA. The grant that paid for it ran out a year ago. UPA officials say they plan to use the curriculum Khan has developed, but also include topics that appear on the state test. Steve Khan says he doesn't consider the end of the UPA partnership to be a sad ending to the story. He says what he and his colleagues have developed is the math equivalent of being on the verge of a cure for Alzheimer's.
And so if you come away from your experiment and from your lab school with a potential cure, you know, you can't feel too bad. It's like, okay, let's go.
I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.